On episode 407 of the 40 Plus Fitness podcast, we meet fitness icon Denise Austin and discuss fitness over the last few decades. You can find the full show notes for this episode at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/407. Have you decided you're ready to make a change? To reclaim your health and fitness? The 40 Plus Fitness Podcast is here for you. I'm your host, Alan Meisner. I'm an NSAM certified personal trainer with a specialization in corrective exercise and fitness nutrition. Let me be your coach as you find your way on your health and fitness journey. All right, let's go. Most people are going to know who my guest is today with almost no introduction. She did some fitness programs in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s on ESPN and Lifetime, and just, you know, has this great personality, which made her wonderful for TV and wonderful for what she does now as a fitness and health trainer. With no further ado, here's Denise Austin. Denise, welcome to 40 Plus Fitness.
Yay! I'm so happy to be here. Woo!
I am too. You know,
happy to be over 40. Let me tell you, I love it.
You know, and it is a new day. You know, and I think people used to think, okay, you're just going to be on a standard aging curve. And I know, you know, when I was watching your show back in the late 80s, early 90s, when I had days that I was at home and didn't have class, I would be doing homework or something. But I would always put it on TV, and, you know, there were the three or four workout shows, but, you know, yours was always set in the Caribbean or in Arizona. So it was just really some really nice scenery. and then you're just so up all the time. And so it's just something that I loved having in my room when I was studying or when I had the time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it because, you know, my TV show was on for 24 years. Can you believe that? Every weekday morning. So it's, and now I got all my TV shows back, which I love.
Oh, you got the rights back to them. Okay, cool. That's totally cool.
Yes, I do. And they're all on my website now, which is so cool. I picked my favorite 200 shows that I did. And most of them, of course, are in the Caribbean because the water's so turquoise and so beautiful in the background.
Oh, yeah. But that must have been hard picking your top 200, because I know I just recently went through an exercise trying to pick 10 out to talk about on episode 400 of the show. And it was like, you know, choosing my favorite baby. And that's hard.
I know. And it makes you look at your career too. It's like, wow, I did this many shows.
and helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people, maybe millions. I mean, as like, aww, I said, your shows were totally awesome. And like I said, it was just one of those things where I knew that people of all ages would just feel really, really comfortable doing what you were asking them to do because of the approach you had. And then even now today, you still focus on helping everybody, but you're a little bit more bent towards folks our age, the 50s and 60s range. But still, it's over 40 is great. And so, you know, in all this time, I mean, it's over 30 years, you've been in the fitness industry. Things have changed from, you know, girls are no longer wearing leg warmers, and your videos are no longer on VHS. But what else in health and fitness has been like what you'd say is the big changes over the course of the last 30 years?
Well, the biggest change now is all about wellness and recovery and taking care of your body and really tuning into being, you know, gentle, like yoga, Pilates, and foam rolling, and really, you know, yoga, a little more meditation. That, to me, has been the biggest change. But, of course, I've been through all the different trends from high-energy aerobics to step aerobics to, you know, all of the trends in the last 30 years. But the key thing is, you know, we have one body. We have to take good care of it. We have 640 muscles of the body to keep strong and toned and firm. And to find something that you enjoy in exercise so it becomes part of your lifestyle. And to me, walking is one of the best and most easiest ways to really get in great shape. And you truly could get in wonderful shape if you walk fast for 30 minutes. So I'm really into walking, and I come back into my house and I do some targeted exercises for my arms, my tummy, my legs, and then stretches too. So all three components are important. And throughout the years, they've just changed up, mainly through, you know, boxing was hot for a while. So there has been so many forms of fitness, which are all great because they kind of keep you motivated.
Yeah. You know, I actually miss a step aerobics. When I was in the Army, I would take a step aerobics class as just a way to continue to improve my fitness beyond what we were doing as our normal training. And I really miss, I kind of miss it because I still see the steps sitting around in some of the gyms, but they're not being used for the thing anymore.
Yeah, now it's more used for interval training, jump box, you know, you jump up on it and do lunges off it. It's not as choreographed, which is fine too, because you're still working your hips, thighs, and your butt and step. So my, you know, daughter now is following in my fitness footsteps, and she uses my old step that I used to use in step aerobics. And now she uses it a prop for, you know, some push-ups, more targeted exercises, but more like interval training.
And I think you touched on something that was really, really important, and that is finding something that you enjoy. You know, the variety that's been offered over the course of the last 30 years from, you know, now there's the HIIT training, or like you said, some of the box and the jumps and the plyometrics, to some of the old stuff. Like now they can log on to your website and see some of those videos. You know, they've got 30 years worth of some really cool variety to keep themselves engaged. Plus, like you said, you're really big on the walking and just the normal movement to keep yourself in shape.
Yes. And also, I really think it's important that everyone knows that how important stretching is to keep our muscles and our tendons and the bones and the joints healthy. And stretching and target toning light weights is so important. It really makes a difference, especially as we age, to stay strong and keep our joints healthy. And the muscles surrounding the joints are so important. So that's why I do, you know, all new workouts also for women and guys after 50. And those are more strength training and more stretching. And then you could get your cardio from so many variety ways. And then long as you're getting 2 to 3 times a week, some type of targeting strength training for your muscles.
And I think that's one thing I read as I was going through some of your stuff is that you're not one that says, okay, we need to spend 2-3 hours a day doing this to get fit.
Yeah. I only work out for 30 minutes a day, but I do it most every day, and I'm very consistent. And consistency pays off, I promise. 30 minutes, that's all it takes. Usually you're awake about 16 hours of a day. So what's 30 minutes for your health, your well-being, your mental, your emotional? It truly is one of the best ways to get rid of stress, to help fight heart disease. Exercise every single day, if you can, is fabulous. I truly do try to get 10,000 steps in a day. And when I do, I feel so proud to go, you know, 12,000 steps. I'm like, yes. So it's also a great way to, you know, track yourself to see how well you're doing and keep, you know, challenging yourself.
Yeah. Now, you've always generally taken care of yourself, and you know, first that was your career. I guess you were an athlete. You were an athlete in college, and then it was your career. Yeah. And what has changed in the way that you train today versus when you were in your 20s and 30s?
Oh, well, you know, I pay attention to my body every day more in a different way. That I'm 62 now and I feel fantastic. I can do everything. I still do cartwheels and handstands, but I truly do believe I've changed just as simple things such as recovery things. Like I do use a foam roller. I love to stretch. I use stretch bands. I do love a massage. Every month I try to get a massage. So self-care is important, and especially as you age. And if you're exercising, you want to feel good. And these are some of the easier ways. I take an Epsom salt bath. Never did before in my life. So there's these little things I do, but the main focus is the same, that I continue working out most every day. And I honestly feel like I change a little, that I do more yoga, I do more Pilates for strengthening of the abs and the core, since it is, you know, menopausal time for women. It's so important to keep our abdominals nice and strong, keep our tummy flat, and it keeps your back healthy.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about nutrition. What's changed in your nutrition since your 20s and 30s? Have you had any major changes there?
Oh, well, yes, of course. I eat differently in the way of, you know, I make sure every day I have a little bit of either chia seeds or flax seeds, because it's omega-3s, that they're so good for us, help inflammation. I also make sure I have anything omega-3s in my diet. I'm really into salmon twice a week. And I eat mostly in the certain, you know, top 10 organic fruits and vegetables. I make sure I'm eating the good, clean ones. And I eat 80% very well and very healthy. And then I still have 20% treats. And that would be a glass of red wine. It would be a little bit of ice cream. So I do enjoy treats, and I do treat myself every day, a little something. And I don't overdo it, though. Portion control as I age is very important. And as we all know, you know, our metabolism slows down as our muscle tone slows down. So we need to up the muscle tone and, you know, lessen the amount of calories you eat. So portions are very important to me now. And I do watch them more than I ever did.
Okay. Do you track macros or anything like that?
Yes, I eat healthy most of the time anyhow. So I'm very aware of the proteins that I'm eating, how many grams of protein I eat. I try to eat 70 a day. And I'm trying to get more plant protein. But I do have once in a while, you know, grass-fed red meat once in a while. And I only buy organic chicken and grass-fed chicken and grass-fed eggs. And I love avocado. I love healthy fats. And as you age, I believe in, you know, nuts. I do eat a lot of nuts and more plant-based. I have a lettuce grow, which is like a farm stand at my house outside, and I will pick every day's basil, and I'll just eat it, right? Leaves, but also parsley. So I make sure I do get a lot of greens in the course of a day, more than I ever used to. So, you know, we know now through research how important eating and food is medicine. And as we age, it's even more so. So I've been very conscientious about that. And all my new eating plans on my website have included some new ideas. I have a whole eating plan if you're a vegetarian, if you're gluten-free, if you want to eat heart healthy. So I have 7 different ways of an eating plan for 10 weeks to give it a try.
Yeah,
or you can just eat like me. Very portion control and eating many of the food groups, but everything in moderation.
Yeah, I tell people I'm basically food agnostic as long as you're getting good quality whole foods. You can be vegan, you can be, you know, carnivore if you really want to, but just making sure you're getting good variety, making sure you're getting good quality, and that you recognize as food. Because so much of what's available to us in the grocery stores, it isn't. That's another big change in the last 30 years is you walk into a grocery store, and I don't know that my great-grandmother would recognize 90% of the grocery stores as actually food.
Well, I know, and especially I love it now because I try different foods, you know, Swiss chard, and I do, of course, kale, and I look at my older books that never had any of those types of vegetables as part of my meal menu plan. So I have updated everything because it's so important to the foods. You know, years ago, I never ate lentils. I love lentils and hummus and so many new foods that I enjoy more than I ever used to or more than I knew about. So that's the beautiful part about now.
Yeah. So if you were going to outline like the perfect fitness and nutrition week for someone over 40, what would that look like?
Okay. So exercise wise, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I would do something for 30 minutes cardio, like either outside fast walking. It could be one of my workout videos that are on my website, which is 30 minute fat burning. And I have over 100 to choose from, new and my TV shows. And then I would target Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays for concentrating on muscle conditioning, strength training, and yoga. And then Sundays, I would do a self-care day, which would include Epsom salt bath. I would do some foam rolling, even get some lacrosse balls or any kind of balls and, you know, work out your muscles if you can't get a massage. And then eating. Now, eating in a course of a week, I would make sure you're getting, of course, 7 fruits and vegetables every day. I always strive for 7. And then protein, you know, in each meal. And also try not to eat late at night, because eating late at night is, I found through my own experiment and my own life, that that's where I start to gain the weight, is if I eat late at night. I try to eat all my good, healthy carbs in the course of a day, and then in the evening, slow those carbs down and make sure I'm just not eating late at night. And I think it really helps.
Good, good. I like that. I define wellness as being the healthiest, fittest, and happiest you can be. What are 3 strategies or tactics to get and stay well?
Well, the first I would say is, change your mindset, get positive thinking, get rid of any negative self-talk. Think about the first part is your mindset, how to kind of turn some of the negativity in your life into simple ways to be positive and be more optimistic. Then second of all, it comes with the food we eat, because I believe in lots of water. I do drink 8 8-ounce glasses every single day. I really try to, you know, eat healthy foods, you know, lessen all the packaged processed foods. And third is, think good posture throughout the day. Posture is so important, especially as we age, to really sit up and stand up tall, pull in those abs, retrain and educate the abdominal muscles to pull in like a tight corset. And the more you practice that, it will be there naturally, nice and flat. So I really believe good posture in everything you do, when you're exercising, when you're sitting. You are your own architect by the way you're moving and sitting in idle time. So make sure it's in a good position. Good body alignment is very important as we age. It's muscle conditioning without even, you know, picking up a weight.
Yes. Now, anyone that's seen any of your videos knows that they can't watch one of your videos without leaving with a good, happy mindset for the day. If someone wanted to learn more about you and your programs, where would you like for me to send them?
Oh, I'd love everyone to come to my website, deniseaustin.com, and there I do challenges all the time. I'm coming up with a new one next month. So go on to my website, follow me on Facebook at Denise Austin, Instagram, Denise Austin, and follow along. I do 3 challenges that get people started. And it's a really great way, especially for any men and women over 40. I really, truly focus on our age group, because this is the time we need to focus on. I believe in good health, but now is the most important time that we need. We have some time to dedicate to our bodies, and this is your time.
Perfect. Well, this is going to be episode 407. So you can go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/407, and I'll be sure to have links there. So Denise, thank you so much for being a part of 40 Plus Fitness.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, guys. Remember, sit up tall, pull in the tummy, and have a happy smile.
Love it. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay fit.
Nobody hires a health and fitness coach in November. Well, almost nobody, but you should. For the duration of November, which you have about another week and a half, I'm going to be offering legacy pricing on my group and one-on-one training. You can learn more about this at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/November. I'm going to be offering legacy pricing only through the end of November. So you need to go check this out today and make sure you get in. 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/November. Next time on the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast, I discuss strategies for the holidays. Until then, have a happy and healthy week.